KP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. Vice President Joe Biden says there's progress in the fight against the Islamic State group.
In a speech at National Defense University, the vice president says the various Iraqi factions have come together in the fight against the Islamic State group. A fight, he says, is gaining ground and has pierced the militants' aura of invincibility.
ISIL has been defeated at Mosul Dam, Mount Sinjar, and now Tikrit. ISIL's momentum in Iraq has halted, and in many places had been flat out reversed.
And while the momentum is moving in the right direction, Biden cautioned the jury is still out. Iraq's new prime minister is set to visit Washington next week. Jerry Bodlander, Washington.
Defense Secretary Ash Carter has been visiting Asia. In Japan, he joked that North Korea apparently took note of his plan to visit South Korea by test launching two missiles.
If it was a welcoming message to me, I'm flattered. I've been on the job for 6 weeks, and that's two missiles. I think that's pretty good.
Speaking seriously, he said Pyongyang's latest missile tests are concerning and are a reminder of how dangerous things are on the Korean Peninsula. The white South Carolina police officer charged with murder for shooting an unarmed black man recently had an excessive force complaint against him filed by another unarmed black man, but was allowed to stay on the North Charleston police force. Mario Givens believes a complete investigation of his 2013 complaint might have prevented the deadly shooting recently of Walter Scott.
If they had even tried to listen to me and really investigate it, that man would have probably been alive because he wouldn't have been an officer in the field.
The officer, Michael Slager, has been fired and is charged with murder. About 30,000 cases of Sabra brand hummus sold nationwide are being recalled due to possible listeria contamination. It's the second listeria-related recall this week. This is AP Radio News. The government wants you to wash your car. The AP's Rita Foley explains.
It's not just a good looks thing. It has to do with your brakes. First of all, we should tell you that this is mainly for those of you who live in cold weather states and drive cars from 2007 and older. Here's the problem. The salt that's put down to melt the snow and ice can corrode the pipes that carry your brake fluid. That means you may not have enough power when you brake. The solution is go to the car wash several times during and after the winter, according to NHTSA, and make sure they wash the undercarriage of the car, which most automatic car washes usually do. I'm Rita Foley.
NHTSA is the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. Scores of prostitutes took to the streets of Amsterdam today. They're protesting moves to shutter red light district windows where sex workers pose to attract clients. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.